Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE.
None of them.
None of them. How are those baked potato skin potato chips from TGI Fridays?
Pretty good.
Or did we give them a? We just gave them a free plug, didn't we? TGI Fridays, you can send us a check for what? A couple hundred bucks.
Or some more potato skins.
We'll get a carton of potato skins. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley
and Mark.
Shelley has this innate ability to be doing something completely other than what we're doing and then pick up the mic at the proper time.
Mostly.
I was going to say, but not really comment on it after that. What are you making, Shelley?
I'm not exactly sure. It might end up being a scarf. I taught myself how to do Tunisian crochet yesterday when I couldn't move anything but my hands. And I like the pattern it creates, but it's a very thick, inflexible fabric.
I was going to say, it doesn't look like it would make much of a scarf.
So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with this. We shall see.
How about a wall?
Can make a wall.
It might be strong enough for a wall. I'm not sure.
Make a wall covering. Awesome.
Or a shark cage.
It's a crocheted shark cage. Welcome to Shelley Cousteau. You can put the sharks in tonic with that.
Oh, possibly.
That's where I saw this video. These guys are taking great white sharks, and they're rubbing them on the belly. And these sharks are, like, turning up and being, like, straight up and down in the water. And they, like, go into, like, a coma, like a temporary coma. It's bizarre. I wouldn't want to be trying to do that out in the wild, though.
They were in the wild.
I know, but I said
It's kind of an extreme hobby.
How do you learn? How do you learn that?
Yeah.
What's the learning curve?
It could drop off in one fell swoop.
That's true. How many guys got munched before somebody figured out how to do this?
What's the learning curve on this?
Well, doesn't that like run along the thing of when you look at different like I'll give you an example. Artichokes. Who was the first guy that said, hey, let me run my teeth along the edge of this thing that has a spine sticking out of the end of it, and that'll be really good. We'll cook this, and I'll only use my teeth to scrape this stuff up. Who was the first guy that thought that was a really good idea?
A Frenchman.
The guy after Artie choked.
Yeah.
Hey! Or you know, like other like fruits and stuff, like persimmons. You know, it's like, not persimmons, pomegranate.
Pomegranate I get because they're tasty. It's worth all of the trouble because I love the taste of them.
I know,
persimmons I do not understand.
Who's that? Well, I don't understand lots of, I'll be honest. And a thing that is super, super, super popular that I just can't get behind are mangoes. I know tons of people love mangoes.
Yeah, I like
just,
mangoes.
They don't do it for
me. Peel the skin
me.
Off. First off, is a good idea.
You're supposed to take the skin off?
you might like these a lot more in the future.
Oh, wow.
I remember one time you took a bite of one and didn't take the skin off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Skin off makes them better.
Maybe next time. Well, you know what that means.
What's it mean, Bruce?
That means it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay. Lettuce and tomatoes. Let's see who is first. My mic is kind of low.
No, your voice was low.
No, my voice was fine.
Your mic is fine.
My mic is fine? Okay. Yeah. We are in Seattle.
We are?
Yes.
I'll bet it's raining.
This story was sent, well, maybe not, because we're having a drought.
They're not having a drought in Washington.
Oh, really?
Doesn't water run downhill when we get here eventually?
Stories from Fran.
Yay! Number one Fran.
Derek Dorschel and his fiancée Danielle Green, they went home on Sunday night, last Sunday night, and the door was ajar.
Sometimes a door is not a door. Sometimes it's a jar.
Yes. They went into the apartment. They found the screens were off the windows. There was kitty litter in the sink and on the floor. Food all over the kitchen. There was a frozen pie in the oven. The oven wasn't turned on. And there was a crab in the closet. I'm quoting Derek here when he says...
Is there a punchline to this?
Yeah. I'm quoting Derek here when he says, the crab from the freezer was just sitting right there on the blanket on the bike. In the closet. Apparently they have blankets on their bikes.
Is there mushrooms or acid involved in this?
No.
Angel dust?
Now, here's an interesting thing. All of his wallet was still in the house. All of the credit cards, they weren't stolen. They were taken out of the wallet and then inserted into chocolate chip muffins.
This is a prank, right?
Alcohol.
No, there wasn't any alcohol involved. So, you know, they called the police. The police found a man... crouched in the alleyway behind the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And the man threw something. It turned out to be the peephole that he had pried out of the front door. The man then tried to convince the police that he was Jack Bauer from the television show 24.
Ah.
Oh, well, clearly he was.
Yes. Now, the police believed that he had taken LSD.
We believe that also.
He has had several arrests for running around Seattle naked, climbing on the roofs, and dancing naked.
This is PCP, then.
Smashing bus windows.
This is definitely PCP.
And lying in the middle of the road attempting to get run over. Now, and they think, you know, the cops now think, well, he's on drugs. Turns out he's not.
Oh.
He's severely mentally impaired, and he's been on the waiting list to get a psychiatrist. Apparently, whatever medical plan it is they have requires a waiting list for him to see a psychiatrist. His mother is quoting as saying, the guy's name is David Stolte. She said, it's getting progressively worse. because he needs medication.
Is Mr. Stolte on, has he already begun the ACA?
I don't know. It doesn't say. She's hoping that the judge, now that he's been arrested, that the judge will see that he is a danger to himself and others and will put him away. I'm like, wow, you think after the fourth arrest?
In which case, they get evaluated.
That was his mom said that?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
See
ya. See you in a few years.
Bill sent this one in, too. Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's where the story is out of, but it's kind of a nationwide story. In the last year, 80 people across the country have died from ingesting heroin laced with fentanyl. It is a new trend.
Fentanyl's a pretty heavy pain reliever as well.
Yeah, heavy. It's 50 times, I think it said 50 times stronger, 80 times stronger than morphine. And it can kill you. If you get too much of it, they use it for end-stage cancer patients that are in extreme pain. If you ingest too much of it, it inhibits your breathing. So right. you basically suffocate.
Right.
But you don't know it.
Right. This type of heroin that people are overdosing on is called super heroin. And they're actually doing this on purpose. They're putting fentanyl in with the heroin to boost the high.
Of course.
They thought perhaps that was what Philip...
Hoffman.
Seymour Hoffman.
PSH.
That he had gotten. Because what the hallmark of this is that these people go to inject the heroin. They can't even get the needle out of their arm. They're dead in minutes. Less than minutes. Seconds. They just inject it and bam, they're dead.
Yep.
Because they're always found with the needle hanging out of their arm.
And you know what? It kind of I see why people would do that. Ooh, we want to make it stronger. We want to make the rush better, blah, blah, blah. But the guys that are selling this are like, hey, you're killing off all my clientele.
Well, there's
time to start cutting that shit.
Why do you think they call it dope?
That's right.
That's true. Let's see. Phil M. This is not the same Phil as the other Phil.
This is a new Phil?
Phil squared?
Yes, we have Phil squared now. This
is
Phil squared. This is an interesting statistic, especially coming from Scotland. You know,
from Bonnie Wee, Scotland.
Bonnie Wee, Scotland. Scotland, the home of whiskey.
The home of thistles and whiskey.
Alcohol-related deaths have fallen 37% for men and 34% for women in the last 10 years in Scotland.
Why?
Well, there are several possibilities. Like? Either all of the real alcoholics are dying off, or they've finally learned how to savor their whiskey, or what they think is the British campaign to get people to stop binge drinking is working. However,
so why doesn't it seem to be working in England?
It's not working
in
the UK very well.
Fuck.
It's because Scotland, the Scottish, they've got genes from the Neanderthal.
That explains a lot about you.
Actually, they think that's true. They think the gene for red hair came from Neanderthals, and they think that in past, I saw it on the History Channel, that in past history, all the really brutal fighters at one point were like the Norse, the Vikings, and the Highlanders, yep. And that they were all blended with Neanderthals.
Okay.
So they got some Cro-Magnon-like smarts and some Neanderthal-type brawn.
Okay.
Well,
and apparently they can listen to the anti-binge drinking commercials.
Apparently they can. Okay. Oh, poodle pots. Now I've scrolled
down. Where's our Mexican friend?
We have a Mexican friend?
In the news, Shelly?
I'm getting there, I think.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten to that story yet.
Okay.
Let's see. 17 states and Washington, D.C. have now passed Good Samaritan laws that grant immunity to people who are looking for help for someone who's overdosed.
Agreed.
Sometimes they think that overdoses could be counteracted by prompt medical attention, but the people don't get the medical attention because those who were using with them abandoned them for fear of being imprisoned themselves.
Right.
So now these Good Samaritan laws grant it's limited immunity. In other words, you can take your friend to the hospital, tell the hospital staff what's been going on. You are allowed to leave. That doesn't mean the cops won't like try and find you later.
Pull you over on your way out of the parking lot.
Or something like that. But you will not be arrested for bringing someone in to the hospital.
It's similar to like the abandoned baby thing.
Right.
Well, just like if you were to shoot somebody, you should be able to bring them into the hospital without getting in trouble for shooting them. Be the same thing.
Agreed.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Well... Because you might be able
to save
them.
It does in Texas.
You might be able to save them if they were brought in right away.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have been shooting them in the first place.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe they deserved it. Matter of fact, if they had that law, you'd probably bring them to the hospital parking lot and shoot them there.
But then you'd get arrested for shooting them.
No, not under the new law.
New law.
You're a good Samaritan. You didn't try to kill him.
Right, I only shot him in the kneecap.
And look, I brought him to the hospital,
That's
so now
right.
You can't arrest me because of the Good Samaritan law?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I don't think it works that way.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Booze.
He was alive when I put
drugs.
Him in the car.
Yeah.
It only works for drugs.
All right.
Fine.
So what you could do is you could take, you want to shoot your friend, take your friend to the hospital parking lot, shoot them up with super heroin, then go and ring the bell. You're still shooting them.
And then shoot them?
Well, no. I was talking about the other kind of shooting.
That's right. So if you shot them up with the drugs.
Yes.
And then you brought them to the hospital.
Then they can't arrest you.
Yeah, I'm betting that's not how the law reads.
Yeah, because that'll be the new way to murder people. Right. Let me slam you up with a bunch of the super heroin. Oh, let me bring you to the hospital. I'm immune.
Okay, well, finally, this is from Fran.
We are really sick.
And yeah. It's clearly not the Mexican guy.
Out of Lake County. Lake County.
Florida! Thank you. I forgot it was Fran.
Dwayne Image was booked into jail.
Dwayne what?
Image. He went on a little burglary spree.
A little one?
He broke into several businesses.
Uh-huh.
And then decided he was going to try to burglarize a woman's house. I guess he got tired or thirsty or something. I don't know.
Fell asleep on the couch?
When Judith Smolinski woke up in the morning, she walked into the kitchen to make coffee and heard someone snoring, which was a little bit startling because she lives alone.
Uh-huh.
He was in the living room. There was an empty beer bottle on the coffee table in front of him. He had curled up on the couch and was covered up with her blanket.
Uh-huh.
So he just made himself at home.
Blanket from her room?
No, the one that was on the couch, like an Afghan. He also, unfortunately, scared the crap out of her because he had a large butcher knife in his hand while he was sleeping.
Glad he didn't reach for himself in his sleep.
Yeah.
I like to hear that 911 call.
There's a guy on my couch with a knife.
Ma'am, what's he doing?
Sleeping.
Snoring.
Snoring. He's snoring. And it's really loud. Can you come and pick him up?
And, well, ma'am, we don't find that all that unusual. I live alone.
Ma'am, what did you do last night?
Yeah, ma'am, were you out drinking last night?
What's the last thing you remember?
Did you go to the bar? Bring home anyone from the bar? That guy you thought was real cute?
That's how it's going to turn.
The guy
was, he goes a 10 at 2 and a 2 at 10?
I don't think so because, it doesn't say how old Smolinski is. Dwayne Image is 26.
No, cougar.
But he, she tippy-toed out of the house, called the police, and he was arrested. I'm not sure. It doesn't say whether they woke him up before they put the handcuffs on him, though.
I'd hope so.
They took the blade. That's for sure.
I would guess so. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Nice shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at
selfwillhappens.com.
We think.
Shelly is eating the baked potato skins and cheddar cheese chips. I think they're a fine product. I got them at the 99 cent store. You can't go wrong with a bag of chips for a buck.
That's right.
Although they have some strange products at the dollar store. There was a thing called pretzel nuggets from a company called Schulz. S-C-H-U-L-Z. Pretzel nuggets. They didn't look particularly tasty, though. And the bag didn't look... I don't know. There was nothing about that made me really want to buy them.
But it was a dollar.
I think Shoals is mostly back east.
I would have rather bought Fiddle Faddle for a dollar or Bugles for a dollar.
Why didn't you?
Well, because I didn't buy the nuggets.
Oh, okay.
You bought
the potato skins.
Well, yeah, because they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what's the topic?
Money. Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money. Money.
Yep. Seven traditions.
Dun, 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 dun. Money. And I can't even remember the second line.
It's a hit. Don't give me that do-goody-good bullshit.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm in a high fidelity first class traveling section. I think I need a Learjet.
You know the problem with me and Floyd is? I don't think I was ever, ever, ever sober listening to Floyd. I can't remember any of the words. I can remember the tune, but I can't remember the words at all because I was too loaded.
My problem is I have absolutely no ability to connect with those notes whatsoever, as we've just heard.
So, Mark, money as in how?
We are all self-supporting through our own contributions.
Yes, each group shall, I mean,
each group shall
fully self-supporting through our own contributions.
That's right.
Awesome.
What's that mean?
Tradition 7.
What does this mean?
That means that we collect money during meetings voluntarily, meaning you don't have to put money in the basket.
Right.
That merely helps pay for the room rent, the coffee, the cookies, if there's things like that. Also helps pay for literature and chips, pays for rent on the room, and then hopefully with money left over, some of that gets donated to Central Office and World Services and area to help continue to bring the message of recovery to other people.
In some parts of the country, chips aren't called medallions or coins, just so people know that we're not talking about potato chips.
Oh, true. That's true. So, I saw a thing recently on the wall of an AA club. And it's got two sets of numbers. It says like 1955 and whatever, 2007.
Yep.
And it says in 1955, a gallon of milk was like, you know, 15 cents. And it's like now it's $3.99. And then it says, and in 1955, they put a dollar in the basket. They're like, and now they're like, couldn't you put in like at least two? Couldn't you put in two? Because, you know, you look at everything else and the price has gone up dramatically. It's like the price of going to the movies, 1955, 25 cents. Price of going now is like 14 bucks. Put a dollar in the basket in 1955, and people either put a dollar in the basket now. Sometimes they don't put a dollar in the basket, but the thing was trying to get people to put more money in the basket.
Why?
Because the cost of everything's gone up. Room rents have gone up. The cost of buying coffee for the meeting, the cost of everything's gone up, yet people still seem to put in a dollar.
But yet, I'm trying to think of any areas that have shut down.
Well, none, because people like you and I will then put in five when we didn't get the amount of money we were supposed
right.
to get.
Yeah, but I don't see any areas shutting down. So how much money were they making 50 years ago?
Well, smaller operation run 50 years ago, too.
Yeah, and why?
Because World Services wasn't very big 55 years ago. I'm not even sure they had World Services. Well, they didn't even have World Services 55 years ago.
Well, AA did.
But that was the first year that they were created was 55.
And yet, it all seemed to be fine.
Well, no. I mean 35, not 55.
Oh.
Pardon me.
Okay.
Now, you ever bucked up more than a buck?
Yeah, most of the time.
What do you think?
Well, that's what I mean. And so, like when we say, you know, we don't see any areas closing, how many times have you been in a meeting where they've said, we need to pass the basket again? And there's some people that clearly don't have any more money to put in.
Yeah.
And then it'll get around, they're like, oh, we're short $23.
Yeah.
And you see it going around the room, and you see it's collected about three more bucks, and you're like, oh. Yeah. You throw in five, I throw in five, yeah. Whatever.
You know, I get it. There's certain things. I mean, I'll put a couple bucks in. Sometimes I'll put, yeah. It just depends on the meeting. But let me ask you another question. Have you ever brought a refreshment of any kind to a meeting and brought a receipt and collected for it?
Very rarely.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Like, have I brought anything to eat or anything to a
right.
meeting?
Well, yeah, you bring stuff. You
like
bring
donuts. Yeah,
like,
I bring a dozen donuts.
Yeah, like, we have a meeting. We bake fresh cookies, muffins, cakes, whatever it is for
every
week.
Ever charge anything.
Don't ever charge anything. I mean, I'll throw a couple bucks in the basket, but
no.
I don't take anything out either. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's part of being of service to the meeting.
Right. Well, do you remember back in the day? I haven't heard this in a meeting in a long time, but I used to hear it primarily in AA a long time ago where they'd say, if you've got a dollar, put it in. If you need a dollar, take it out. And all of a sudden, they stopped saying that because I think people are taking out a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
Yes, that was... Oh, dear.
God's calling.
What's his money?
Yeah. He hears us talking about money. Interestingly enough, there have been lots of times where, you know, I'll bring coffee, Bruce will bring donuts or whatever. We don't get reimbursed for that. We don't really care. Huh. And at the same meeting, there'll be 20 people in the meeting, and the meeting will collect $8, of which I put in two and Bruce put in three.
Yeah, well...
That gets
except
a little frustrating
for half
sometimes.
The meeting is the local recovery house, isn't it? Or the inpatients? Or
well, yeah, some of the meeting is the inpatients, but they also have money. They put it in the stupid vending machines.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They don't feel the need to put money in.
Well, and that's part of the thing is that, you know, I have heard a lot of newer people talk about how great the program is, and it's free. No, it's not free. People need to stop saying this is free.
It is free.
No, it's not free. We run on donations.
For free and for fun.
That's right. So it's free. These
because otherwise they charge.
Were freely given to me.
Yes, but the
a donation, a donation is not a charge.
No.
Right.
So technically, it's free.
A
if
donation
you choose
is,
to give money, you can choose to give money, but it's not a requirement.
It's
not required.
It's appreciated.
It's not required. However, if you would like for that meeting to be there for the long haul, you might want to contribute.
Right. But it's still not a charge.
But most of those people who are in the rooms don't care if that meeting is there in another 45 days because they're going to be gone.
Well, I'm not talking about just about the meetings in the hospitals. I'm talking about it in general, any meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's talking about in general, too. Now, there are some meetings that are there's some meetings that are clearly not like that. Like... as an example, the milk and cookies meeting. Oh, my God. Mark takes me to this meeting out in the valley somewhere. We go to the milk and cookies meeting. I have the third least time in the room.
Yep.
You know, and a guy that was with us named Lee at the time had like 17 years, and he had the second least time in the room. And then there was one guy who had like...
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
The newcomer.
And he was the newcomer.
Yeah.
That group, probably not going to lose a lot of members.
Well... That group, I mean, there's like six guys there, and the seventh collects like $35.
Yeah. Well, it needs to because they don't just have cookies. They don't like go and buy like the dollar store cookies. They'll have like Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah, but
because Pepperidge Farm.
But you gotta understand. You understand the guys who go and pick that stuff up don't get reimbursed either.
Oh, really?
They've never. Yeah, they don't turn receipts in.
Like they bring in the cookies that are like $6 a pack.
Yeah, that's a fun. It's a fun meeting.
Oh yeah. We should go to that again. That was a good one.
That's a men's stag, isn't it?
Mm.
Not technically.
Not technically?
Well, because I've never seen that. Well, I only went to once, but I know I went. Did I go twice?
You've gone twice.
I didn't see any women there. Oh, wait, no, there was.
Yeah.
The second time there was a woman there.
Yeah.
Somebody's...
Ex-wife.
Wife, yeah. And she had time.
Yeah, she had 14 years.
Yeah. Now... So we know that it's not, you don't have to. But as Shelley said, you know, if no one puts in money, meetings crash.
Yeah. Well, here's where, in my opinion, and it's just that, this becomes, once again, the responsibility of the sponsor to tell his sponsee, you go to the meeting. If you share for 3 minutes, You share about how you feel today. You throw a buck or two in the basket, depending upon what you have, and you leave when the meeting's over. But I don't think that, you know, sponsors are telling their sponsees. You need to donate.
You know what I've said at meetings on occasion?
I do know what you've said at meetings on occasion.
Especially at Cocaine Anonymous.
Yeah. You want me to
I
say
will
what
say,
you said?
Don't put any more into the basket than you would spend on a good night of cocaine use.
That's right.
Because you'll get these guys that go out and spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars in one night doing coke, and then suddenly they get sober and they're like, I don't have 50 cents or a dollar to put in the basket. I'm like, really? Because you're sitting there with a freaking Starbucks in your hand.
Yeah.
That you paid $4, or they're coming with some $3.70 monster drink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so really, you don't have a buck for the basket, but you can go buy monster drinks for $3.99 for a
pack
monster
of smokes.
And a pack of smokes.
I am actually, this is just my personal experience. I am actually, you know, I'm a member of a church, and we are supposed to tithe at varying degrees. People put
aren't
in 5%.
Supposed to? Tithe like 15%?
No, a tithe is literally 10%.
10%.
But we call it a tithe, but there are different levels. And for a while, actually, I stopped going to church because I didn't have any money. And I was embarrassed that I couldn't put anything in the plate at the time.
Put in an empty envelope. They won't know.
Yeah, they would. And I was embarrassed by that. And one of the church members came up to me after this was before I joined choir. I hadn't been to church in like a month. And she said, where have you been? We've missed you. And I decided to be honest with her, and I told her why I hadn't been in church. And she said, that doesn't matter. What you put in the plate of church is between you and God. We just want to see you in church. You do whatever you can.
Then why did the churches give the members those little envelopes with the numbers on them so they
you
know?
Don't have to get those. I don't get those anymore.
Okay.
And I give when I can. But here's the thing is that I am so grateful for the gifts of recovery that I only put money in the plate at church about once a month, but I put money in the basket at meetings every meeting.
Yes.
And because I have, you know, I've got a couple of meetings to support, sometimes three, sometimes two, sometimes one or whatever, plus church, and I can't pass all that money around all the time. I have to decide what's, you know, where the priority is. The meeting for me is the priority.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of church members that can give, and I also am of service in the church as well, and I do give some money, but my priority is church. So when I see people coming into the meetings with, like you said, the Starbucks and the Monster and the stuff like that, I have to wonder, where's the priority in your sobriety? There are plenty of evenings, just last couple of meetings actually, where instead of running through the drive-thru to get an iced tea because I only had like a couple of bucks in my purse, I brought iced lemon water from home and I put the couple of bucks in the plate instead of, because I thought about it ahead of time. You know, it just depends on what the value is. And, you know, and it's not just the room rent. I mean, we need to maintain our autonomy. Part of how we maintain our autonomy in the seventh tradition ties into other traditions is that we support ourselves. We're not asking Central or anybody else to help pay our rent.
And as a matter of fact, we are helping Central
right.
and area by kicking part of our donations to them.
Right. And we can only give away the tools of the program freely by paying the rent and buying literature and all of the other accoutrements.
Sounds
kind of
strange, huh?
It.
We can only give it away freely if we pay for it first.
Well, we have to pay for the stuff. I mean, technically,
the stuff.
You can have a meeting with, you know, a 50-cent used big book that you get at the book nook at your local library. As long as you've got a book and
a
patch of grass, you can have a meeting. I mean,
and a resentment and a coffee maker.
You don't even need the coffee maker. Technically, you don't need anything else. All you need is the readings and the...
If you want people to come back, the coffee maker is important.
You can just be one alcoholic with this book in your hand.
Exactly, like it says in the book. But we like to have coffee. We like to have a central place to go. We need those things. And it costs money.
It does.
Sorry, I'm off my soapbox now.
So, then, Shelley, what would your final words be on the seventh tradition? You're encapsulized seven, or not seven words, you're encapsulized words on the seventh tradition.
You can do it in six words. How much is your recovery worth?
That's a good one. Mark, what is your final words on the seventh tradition?
I don't have that much.
Oh. That's a good one. My final words would be, don't put any more in the basket than you would have spent on a good night of drinking or using.
Meaning that's all over the country are going to start rolling in dough.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine someone just goes in there and goes, wow, I was going to go out and spend $70 drinking tonight. Boom. Matter of fact, and I got to throw this in even though this is his past final words. I know some guys, this guy Lee, this guy Matt, the Keebler Elf, because I can't remember what Matt's sponsor's real name is. I can't remember. But they call him the Keebler Elf and his sponsor. Okay. They all have their birthday month the same month. And what they do is when they go to a meeting for their birthday month, they all put in the amount of dollars as years they have. And you'll see the treasurer like at this meeting because the last time I saw it happen, Matt had like 20 years, Lee had like 15 years, Matt's sponsor had like 28 years, and Matt's sponsor's sponsor had like 41 years. And like, you know, the treasurer's like looking at the collection, he's like, wow, we collected $104. And there's like seven people in the room, he's like, we collected $104 this week. He's like, thank you for your generosity. We'll now go and pay 5 months rent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I was at a meeting back in the day at the Alcohol and Drug Treatment Center, Pomona Valley Hospital. This guy rolled up in his limousine and came into the meeting. And seventh tradition went around, he threw a $100 bill in. Every secretary for every other meeting went up to this guy after the meeting to invite him to their meeting.
Yeah, why don't you come to our meeting?
Treasure Please. Went out that week.
But yeah. So, Mark, who is our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
Oh, that was a cutoff there from a burp.
Wow.
Hiccup.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. And he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility.
I sent an email to the runner of the Inland Empire version. Did they
the
ever?
Editor.
The editor. Did she ever reply? I put the Recovery 101 email address in.
I didn't see anything in the Gmail.
Interesting. Interesting.
She's out.
She's out. Who's our... people are listening.
Yes, people are listening. We
Who's our people that are listening?
Listening? All five of them, the two that are left, because three of them passed out about 20 minutes ago.
I gotta say this when I look at who's downloading, and you talk about there's three or five. I always find it interesting because it highlights on the map who's downloading from what country, and I'll always like click, and there'll be like one dude in Nigeria, and I'm like, how does the one guy in Nigeria find the show? Or it'll say one guy in Chongqing Province, and I'm like. Okay. Shout out to him.
You've mentioned the guy or gal in Nigeria a couple of times to me. I would really like for the guy in Nigeria to email us and tell us a story, please.
We had a guy named Thon. Thon. Matter of fact, happy birthday, Thon. It's going to be a little pet pass now, but he got 3 years. He's commented on a couple of shows. I don't know what country he's from. He apparently speaks English, but his name is Thon. Thon.
All right, then. Where were we?
Now people were listening to the show.
Yes, anyway, you listen to the show, we appreciate it. We do appreciate your support, and we love our listeners. However,
if you could please go to our website,
recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, then click on like, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why I'm having a brain cloud now.
Fine.
If you are a member of Podomatic, you will be counted. It helps us with the numbers. Thank you very much. What?
Push through.
Push the what?
Push through.
Oh.
Push through. Push through.
Stop interrupting me. Maybe I will.
I will. That's right.
It is free. You should become a member. You can follow us. That'll give you automatic updates when we post the shows. You can click like on the shows and leave comments and topic suggestions. If you leave a topic suggestion, please leave it in the top show so Bruce sees it easily. You can also add us to all your playlists for our Add us to your playlists for all your hot party needs. Whoop whoop.
And by the way, there's another way to sign in to Podomatic now. Let's say you're surfing Facebook and your Facebook is open, you're logged into Facebook. You can choose to log in with Facebook. You click the log in with Facebook button and merely a thing will pop up and say, do you want to use your Facebook information to log in? You can say yes, and that's all you need to do. It's like a one-click thing. If, by the way, you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio group, radio show group. If you want to be a little more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group, where that's a closed group. Ask to become a member, and you shall ask and you shall receive. We've got email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
My door like a Jehovah's Witness.
Run for the hills and run for the hills.